Hello?
Hello.
Oh my god.
It works.
First time.
Holy shit.
Oh my god.
That means it's going to cut out during the show.
Of course it is.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm okay.
Are you getting any of the first hurricane of the season yet?
No. Isn't that way down south?
Ain't you way down south?
Huh?
Aren't you way down south?
You're more south than me.
No, they said it was like off of North Carolina.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh. I know nothing about that. Oh, look. Holy shit. Look at that.
In fact, the storm's name is Chris.
No. Is it?
Yes. Swear to God.
Oh, shit. Is it a hurricane?
As of yesterday, it could become a hurricane today.
Oh. Well, shit. Tropical storm Chris to become a hurricane.
Yep.
Look at that. Chris will meander off the North Carolina coastline earlier this week. It will likely become a hurricane by Tuesday morning before heading farther out to sea. Hurricane Chris's have never done anything. Aw. Well, okay.
See,
so there
you got a
that
hurricane
means,
named after you.
That means there were two other named storms before it.
One was Beryl.
Beryl?
And that kind of Beryl.
Oh.
As in Cupcake's ex-wife. And I don't know what the A name was.
Yeah. So in 1982, Tropical Storm Chris developed in the Gulf of Mexico in September and brought flooding as far north as Tennessee and Kentucky. In 2006, Tropical Storm Chris brought heavy rainfall to the Leeward Islands, Puerto Rico, and Hispaniola. And in 1988, Tropical Storm Chris made landfall near Savannah, Georgia, after impacting the northeastern Caribbean. The name Chris is also used four times for storms that developed in August in 2006, 2000, 94, and 88.
Wow.
The most recent Chris was Hurricane Chris in 2012, which was an unusual storm in that it was only the second hurricane to form in June as far north as it did, 41 degrees latitude.
There have been an awful lot of storms named Chris. I thought they tried to avoid naming them after this.
They only take the name out of rotation if somebody dies during the storm.
Oh. So until you kill someone.
So until I kill somebody, there will be a Hurricane Chris.
Oh, okay.
Well, doesn't look like it's going to be this year.
Shucks.
Chris will eventually impact parts of Nova Scotia Thursday and Newfoundland, Canada Friday, while transitioning into a strong non-tropical area of low pressure late this week.
Okay.
Story of my life. It's always Canada. Fucking Canada. Oh, well.
Our enemy to the north?
Well, I didn't know I had a tropical storm out there.
Well, you do now, see?
Yeah. And it's stationary. That's nice.
Oh. That means it's building.
Yeah, but it's not gonna come near us. So it's all good.
Yeah.
Oh. So I had an interesting weekend.
You did?
Yes.
Did you yell at a pregnant woman again?
No.
No?
I haven't done that in years.
Old lady?
No.
No? All right.
I was a stone's throw away from going to the hospital.
What'd you do now?
Well, it's my diverticulitis.
Ah.
I started having symptoms of an attack on Wednesday, and it got better. And then Saturday, I wasn't feeling so hot. And then yesterday, I started to get these sharp shooting pains.
Ooh.
To where I, if I was seated, it would shoot me to my feet. And that is what happened right before I landed into in the hospital for a week in 2011. So I was really, really nervous. And I was like, okay, at what point do I go to the hospital? And fortunately, the last time I had symptoms of diverticulitis, I went to go see my doctor, and he had prescribed medication for me. And the symptoms had passed in a day, so I didn't take them.
So you had them.
So I was like, well, fuck it. Let me go get them. And started taking them and took a bunch of Aleve. And a couple hours later, I was feeling okay. So I was like, as long as it doesn't get worse, I'm okay. And it subsided, so I didn't have to go to the hospital. But yesterday was pretty nerve-wracking.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, sorry to hear that.
Which is why we didn't record yesterday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So what exactly does an attack consist of?
So at some point I ate something that gets caught in the wall of my colon, of one of my intestines.
Okay.
And gets irritated. And if the body can't get rid of the irritant, you get sharp pains, you run the risk of an abscess in your bowel.
Okay.
At which point they have to operate and cut part of your intestine out. So when I landed in the hospital 7 years ago, it was bad enough to where they thought they might have to operate. And since I was having the exact same pains, I was like, oh, shit. So the fact that it has subsided means that the medication is letting the wall of my whatever intestine heal.
Uh-huh.
So hopefully... It's been over 24 hours without sharp shooting pain, so I think I'm okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, good.
But like once the pain started yesterday, I didn't eat anything for the rest of the day and just kind of like gave my body a rest.
Uh-huh.
So it didn't have to pass anything through there, so hopefully.
What kind of shit are you eating that gets stuck?
Well, so there used to
Do you not chew it good enough?
It used to be the belief was that there were certain things that if your stomach didn't break it down, they felt could get caught in your intestine, and it was things like peanuts and corn and popcorn and tomato, the seeds in tomatoes and the seeds on the outside of the strawberries and shit like that. But in the past couple of years, they've kind of learned more about diverticulitis, and most doctors will now tell you it doesn't matter what you eat. Anything can get stuck in the in the corner in the sides of your intestines. So it really doesn't help to cut out any one food. Cause there was a time for like five or six years that I didn't eat popcorn. Because I was afraid that was what the causing factor was.
Right.
But a lot of times stress can cause diverticulitis as well.
Mm.
So, you know, I don't handle stress particularly well. I'm either breaking out in diverticulitis or hives or whatever else, so.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to learn to meditate. I think is what it comes down to.
Okay.
Sit in the corner and just hum to myself?
That's it. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this episode of Dance Monkey Dance brought to you by Chris's colon.
That's right. if somebody can learn something from me, then they got that weird, like they got a weird shooting pain in the side of their gut. Maybe it's diverticulitis. Might be irritable bowel syndrome, might be Crohn's disease. It's all related. So, you know.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So other than that, I went to the movies this week.
You did?
I did.
Did you see the movie everybody saw?
Which one?
The first Purge?
No.
No?
No.
Uncle Drew?
Yes, that's Tag? Exactly what I want to see.
You saw Tag?
Because nothing says little white boy like going to see Uncle Drew.
Yes.
I went and I saw Ant-Man and Wasp.
You know, that is the 20th Marvel Studios movie.
Yes.
And all 20 of them have gone to number one on their opening weekend.
Really?
Yes.
The only one that I did not see in theaters was Doctor Strange.
Oh, okay. Ant-Man and the Wasp made a whopping $76 million in over 4,000 theaters.
Yep.
That's kind of amazing.
I don't think it
and
was...
And number two...
Yeah?
Number two was The Incredibles 2, which made just over $29 million. Mm-hmm. That's a huge difference.
Yes. I don't.
So you don't think
it was as good as the first one?
Really? Now I've heard just the opposite.
Okay. One of the things that I like about the first Ant-Man and the first Deadpool and movies like that is that it's not about saving the world. They're much smaller stories that happen within a larger universe.
Mm-hmm.
And this took on more of like world saving tones.
Okay.
And they tried to keep it small, but it's it gets sucked into the larger narrative of Marvel. And for better or for worse, I feel like did you see the first one?
Yes.
Okay. So you remember how Scott Lang is like an electrical engineer, and and he's constantly tinkering with the suit, and it's his ingenuity that saves him at the very end from the quantum realm.
Sure.
They have dumbed him down completely.
Oh, really?
To the point where Hank and Hope are having a conversation that he should be like keeping up with, and he's got to be asking questions of what they're talking about. And it just kind of bothers me because he was a smart guy, and it seemed like they had to dumb him down to make him, instead of having the other three guys who Scott hangs out with be the audience, they felt like this time around it needed to be Scott Lang.
Okay.
And I just felt like there was something wrong with that.
Okay.
But I do think that you know, once again, I think Michael Penn is probably one of the better parts of the film.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's worth seeing, but I just don't think it's as good.
Interesting.
And what I do find fascinating about this whole thing is that how much money did it make this weekend?
76 million.
76 million.
Yep.
And they're calling it a success, right?
Well, it met projections. Some are calling it a success, some are calling it a failure.
Okay, because Solo
it did not
made more money than that in its opening weekend. Everybody called it an absolute disaster.
Yes.
And I think it's a little hypocritical.
Okay.
I like both films. I've seen both of them twice. Like,
yeah.
I just kind of feel like it's, you can't look at one and say that's a success for 76 million and then look at something that makes like 89 million and say, "Oh, that's a disaster." because it didn't make as much as The Last Jedi or Force Awakens.
Right. But I think that's solely what they're basing it on.
Well, this didn't make nearly as much as Infinity War or Black Panther.
But I don't think they expected it to be either of those.
There's no way that Lucasfilm or Disney felt that Solo was going to be as big as the other films.
I think they did. I think they were a little misguided.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they didn't feel that way. I don't remember them feeling that way for Rogue One.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Well, I also saw a movie this weekend.
You did?
I did.
What'd you see?
I finally sat down and watched Justice League.
Okay.
And it was so bad, and I was so confused that I actually watched it twice.
Okay.
And I've just come to the decision that it's time to stop making DC movies unless they're about Batman.
Okay.
Because this movie looked like a freaking video game. And I didn't quite get into the story. Of all the villains to pick, they pick Steppenwolf.
Right.
I'm surprised that the song Magic Carpet Ride wasn't in the soundtrack. And it was one of those movies where I wasn't a big fan of the action scenes because they looked like they were created for a simulator ride.
Okay.
And then the ending of the movie, it was like, what happened? So Wonder Woman and Bruce are shacking up at Wayne Manor, getting a big Knights of the Round Table.
That's gonna be the Justice League. That's gonna be their headquarters.
Wayne Manor is.
Yes.
Okay. So and then Superman just takes off to be a beacon of hope in the sky.
Yes.
So, and then Aquaman goes home and Barry Allen goes to work for the police department.
Yes.
Why? So, you're building up this big Justice League, and then they all go their separate ways. Well, okay, we're done. All right, peace out.
They're like the Avengers. When the world needs them, they'll come back together. So here's the
they
problem.
Don't need to. I did not like Ezra Miller as Barry Allen.
Okay.
He was just annoying. And the rest of it, I felt like it was Batman versus Superman again.
Somewhat.
It's like the humor was forced. You know, with Aquaman saying things like, "I don't want to die. I got shit to do."
Like, humor comes from him sitting on the lasso. And being completely honest for the first time.
No.
So the problem with Justice League stems, there's a bunch of problems with it. The first one was that it was supposed to be two movies. And
okay.
The first
there was
movie,
barely one movie there.
Well, the first movie was supposed to be Steppenwolf, and it was supposed to open the thing at the end with the three mother boxes was supposed to be Darkseid.
Right. Well, he mentions Darkseid.
Right.
Or Thanos, whichever, whatever you want to call him.
So they cut the movie in half, and had to piece together one film from those two scripts. Superman, from what I understand, was not supposed to appear in the first film at all.
Okay.
That it was going to be the formation of the Justice League before they resurrect Clark.
Right.
And Clark was supposed to be resurrected by Darkseid and used against the Justice League. Now, none of that comes out in the movie. None of that.
Well, no, but when he's resurrected, Aquaman's like, he's not right.
Right.
He's not right. But they never explain it. I'm like, what?
Right. So, Warner Brothers stepped in, and they were going to do planned reshoots when they cut it, and then Zack Snyder's daughter committed suicide, and he had to leave the project.
Right.
Brought in Joss Whedon, and instead of trying to make the story more coherent, they used Joss to lighten the mood of the film, which is where you get a bunch of those forced comedic pieces.
Okay.
And I think there's a lot you can tell of, oh, that definitely seems like Joss Whedon, that definitely seems like Zack Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
One of the criticisms that came out after was that Steppenwolf didn't look right, that he looked too CGI.
Yeah.
And what came out was that in an effort to release the film in November of last year, whatever production, I guess it was DC went to Warner Brothers and said, let's not rush this. Let's take our time. Let's do it right. Push it back to like February. And because they wanted, because the Warner Brothers execs wanted to get their bonuses for the year, they made them push it out in November.
Mm.
One of the things that came late in the stages of production was Steppenwolf. In the beginning, if you see concept art for Steppenwolf, he looks completely alien. He's got like his suit is like sharp spikes, and his face is very alien, and he's still got the horns and stuff, but it's not like a helmet, it's just his head.
Okay.
And the Warner Brothers executives felt it was too scary for a young audience. So they immediately switched gears and had to animate this character in, I think it was like 6 weeks or something. So just completely batshit crazy of like, when you look at it and you're like, okay, that's not bad for 6 weeks. And the other version would have been better because it was like completely alien. But
okay.
I mean, it is, I think it's an okay movie for what they had to work with, but everybody's comparing it to Avengers and 10 years of story set up and 20 movies. And there are bits in the movie that are good, but it's not a coherent story.
No, it's not. I was upset. I was very upset.
So upset you watched it twice.
I watched it because I'm like, no, I love the Justice League. I love these characters. Why does this suck? I must have missed something. And then the whole end credit scene. I can't stand Michael Cera as Lex Luthor.
It's not like Michael Cera.
Who is it?
It's the dude from the Facebook movie.
What's his name?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, you're gonna make me look it up, aren't you?
Yes. It's not Michael Cera.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Jesse Eisenberg. Yes. Okay. Still, I can't stand him. He seems like Michael Cera.
I thought he played the short little scene that he was in. I felt did the character more justice than all of Batman v Superman. And they brought Deathstroke in.
They did bring Deathstroke in. Yes.
And they're going to put together a Legion of Doom.
Are they really, though? Or is it going to suck?
Well, it's probably going to suck, but...
You know, are they going to get, like, Arnold to play Solomon Grundy? Come on.
I mean, okay, so in a week and a half, 2 weeks, we're going to be getting our first Aquaman trailer.
Yeah.
Everybody who has seen footage and has seen parts of this film say that it's as good as Wonder Woman. Like, these standalone films are starting to come together.
Okay.
Maybe that's what they're going to do now. Maybe from now on, they just do the solo movies.
You know, I think so, because I don't feel that they know how to write for an ensemble.
No. But they, we also they, don't know what the larger vision was for the film that got shot.
I believe it was to make money. I think that's what it was. It was licensing and toys.
I mean, I would still like to see the Zack Snyder cut of the film.
So there are rumors of that, but I think they're just rumors.
One of the VFX guys who worked on the film said that I'm never going to be able to find it, but there was a Twitter thing that they asked this guy because they knew that he had worked on the film, how far along things had gotten, and the guy laid out the timeline of where they were, and in May of last year they were at picture lock, so they were moving into post-production on all the other stuff. And apparently Zack Snyder is a director that does not shoot with the idea of going back for reshoots. He plans on the production phase shooting everything that he needs to tell a story.
Mm.
So there is a version of this that is complete. Whether all the visual effects are done is something different. But at some point, they had gone to picture lock and they were working in digital intermediates, which means that they were working off of a final locked timeline. That they weren't really making any more changes to it other than visual effects changes.
Hmm. Okay.
And then Warner Brothers stepped in and said that they needed to change it all, and we ended up getting what we got. So.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I mean, now that brings up an interesting point.
Uh-huh.
Because also in the news today was that there's going to be a super duper DVD cut of Deadpool 2.
Yes.
With another 15 minutes of footage.
Yes.
Why can't they just make the movie they want to make? Why? Is this just a ploy to make more money off of it? Or because this is happening all over the place. Oh, we're going to give you the original trilogy before the special effects were put into it. Or we're going to give you the anniversary version, the Criterion Collection, the expanded director's cut of David Lynch's Dune. It's like, why can't we just get the movie they want to make first instead of having to wait for all this extra crap to come out?
I honestly feel that money does play a part in it, but not the way you're thinking.
Okay.
I truly feel that there is some kind of weird directive in Hollywood to keep films between 2 and 2.5 hours. Like 2:15 is like the sweet spot, because that way they can schedule more showings during like a day.
Sure.
That if you put out something that's 2.5 to 2:45, that's less showings. That's less people that are in the theaters to give you their money.
Well, that's a Peter Jackson movie.
Right. So where Lord of the Rings could only show two showings a night,
right,
if you wanted to go home at 2 o'clock in the morning, something that's,
you could have a third showing,
something, yes, you could pack 100 more people in and get that money.
Sure.
And I think because we're still in this stupid era of movies live and die by the first 3 days they're out, they try to get all the money they can within that time frame, and then they go back and they say, all right, it's going to DVD. If you guys want to finish this or you guys want to re-edit it, that's fine, you can. And then they play off of the whole money grab of, we're going to release the film first and then we'll do the special edition 6 months later. And then everybody can have both. You know, it's like when they did Mad Max Fury Road, and 6 months later, they were like, we're going to put out the black and white version. And it was like, why?
Right.
That's not...
Are people clamoring for that?
Yeah, it's not on anybody's list.
Man, I wish I knew how to decrease the color saturation on my TV so I could watch this in black and white. But, you know, people are stupid.
You know, I don't know. I do, because one of the things going back to the Justice League was Warner Brothers told Joss Whedon that the movie had to be no longer than 120 minutes. And when he asked why, they said the amount of showings in the theater.
So I
do definitely think it plays into that, because a lot of theaters, a lot of older theaters around the country are upgrading their theaters to include like recliners.
Right.
And in order to do that, they have to remove seating out of out of the theater. So right. There's less people per showing. So they're trying to make up for that by doubling the amount of shows. Because when we went on Saturday to go see Ant-Man and Wasp, it was a 9:45 a.m. show.
Wow.
And they had a bunch of them like stacked throughout the day. So I just think it's one of those things. It's how much money can you make from theaters that don't seat as many people?
Okay.
Because you can say 4,000 theaters, but how many people is that really?
Right.
Because around here, every theater that went to recliners cut in half the number of people that could go see a movie.
Well, perhaps that's good, because there are a lot of people who shouldn't be allowed to go see movies.
No.
And they usually sit near me, so I think that's good.
Well, and that's the crapshoot of assigned seating now.
Reserves, yes.
Because you have no clue who that person is buying that seat next to you.
Nope. But if they're next to me, they weigh 400 pounds, and they just came from Walmart with a big old bag of turkey.
Ew.
Yes.
Really? Is that why you don't go to the theaters anymore?
That's why I don't go to the theaters anymore.
Wow.
Yep.
That's fucked up.
It is.
Why would you bring in turkey?
Because it's leaner meat than chicken.
And they're trying to lose weight, is that what you're saying?
And they're trying to lose weight, yes.
They don't want to be
they can only get down below 400. If I could make that 398, I'd be so much happier.
Maybe they should just switch to salads then.
Ooh, no, gross.
It is very much like, especially me and a couple of guys from work always try to go see the Thursday night show of the superhero films or whatever film is coming out. Mm-hmm. So that's like the diehard group of fans, which is even worse.
Sure.
Because then you have the uber nerds of like that can quote like panels and pages in certain comic books.
Yeah.
And then like during the credits they're like, well, that's not what Ant-Man does in episode or in issue 672 of blah blah, and you're like, oh.
But that stimulates conversation. Those are our people, Chris.
Those aren't the people I want to talk to, though.
Really? Who do you want to talk to?
I don't know.
The woman next to me with the turkey?
Yes.
Okay.
Because maybe she'll give me some.
Let's switch seats.
Yummy turkey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. You yeah? got it.
All right.
Whatever.
Fine. So, yes, I do think that is... has to play in with the cash grab. I think all the Star Wars stuff is totally a cash grab.
Sure. I mean, it's one thing if they like you could like bring back your previous DVD to get the upgraded one at a lower price.
Right.
But, you know, how many copies of this shit do you need on your shelf? Because I think I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different versions of the Star Wars movies.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
So you have, I know you have the original.
And of course, I watch every one of them.
Of course. I know you have the original.
I do have the original.
Versions that I gave you. You
yes.
probably have the special edition DVDs.
Yep. Then I've got the first box set DVDs.
Okay.
And then I've got the Blu-ray set.
Okay.
And I'm not sure
what
else.
Does that include all the prequels as well?
I don't think so.
Do you have the prequels?
Yeah, somewhere. Yeah, they're there.
I mean, I think I have four different versions of Army of Darkness.
Because
they kept releasing them with, like, more footage.
Right.
And more special shit on it. And I just kept being like, well, it's only, like, $15. Do I watch them? No.
Yeah.
But I have them.
But you have them.
Just in case.
Well, that's good. Just in case. You might need them.
Yeah, well, you know. You know, whatever.
You know, if you go exploring caves in Thailand, you might want to take them with you just in case, so you have something to do for a couple of weeks.
But you gotta bring a lot of batteries.
Yes.
So speaking of Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
There's been a rash of stories in the media about the Star Wars fan base.
Okay.
And what a bunch of dicks they are.
Well, I mean, that's after they've been attacking the girl who played Rose.
Right. So this is a fan base that drove Jake Lloyd crazy.
Oh, well, yeah.
They forced, well, they didn't force, but they made it so George Lucas didn't want to make films anymore.
They almost made the actor who played Jar Jar Binks kill himself.
That was the latest one. They pushed Daisy Ridley off of social media, and they pushed the chick that played Rose off of social media.
Yep.
And they're hounding Rian Johnson, pretty much. But it came out this week that Ahmed Best contemplated suicide for the backlash over Jar Jar.
Right.
And what a fucked up world is it where you go in, you get hired to do a job, and a bunch of fucking people that have nothing to do with your job make it so you don't know whether or not you want to continue to live.
Sure.
That is fucked up.
Well, because there's no accountability for these people who are on Twitter and all these different social media platforms. They don't have to face you. They can say pretty much anything they want until there's enough complaints and they get shut down.
Right.
But it's, it kind of sucks.
I mean, I know I've put up stuff online where people are like, oh, that's terrible. And I'm not going to kill myself, but like, it still hurts. Like, I still put my time and energy into whatever I made and put up. And when you have a fan base like Star Wars that are like, you fucking suck. Like I've
right.
long said, I would rather have shitty Star Wars movies than no Star Wars movies. Like, I think they should be spaced out a little bit, maybe not once every year, but I still want to continue to go see Star Wars films, whether I like The Last Jedi or not.
Mm-hmm.
They're not all going to be great. They're not all going to be whatever, but I still want to go see them. Same with superhero movies. You know, I will continue to go see DC movies, whatever they make, because I like comic books, and even if it's bad, there's something to get out of it for me. So, but it just amazes me that, like, for something that is so engraved into the consciousness of our generation, particularly, because we grew up with the originals, and then we got the prequels, and now we get the new ones, to be such dicks to the people that are in what's supposedly your favorite group of films.
Right.
Just blows my mind. Like, right. Why the fuck would you do that to somebody? You know, I don't get why these fucking people have to push people to, like, contemplate suicide. And, you know,
because that's what they like to do, is push buttons and make it seem like they have some sort of influence or importance. I mean, the only reason that who's the big fat guy from Ain't It Cool News?
Harry Knowles.
Harry Knowles.
Yeah.
It is that he's any sort of pseudo celebrity is because of the shit he posts. And right. There are other people too who, you know, you know, look at a Kathy Griffin. She's made a career out of being a bitch,
right?
And saying these horrible things about people. And that's just kind of what we accept these days. It's not taboo. I mean, it's one thing if you were to go up to somebody and say, "Oh my God, you suck. That was the worst thing I've ever seen you on. You should go kill yourself." But if you can do it behind anonymity, if you can be, you know, Battle Droid 101 and just make these stupid-ass comments,
right?
They're going to do it. There's always they take it to the extreme. It's one thing, you know, like we've debated whether or not the new movies are good or bad based on our love for the product, but
right.
These people who don't have social skills, which is why they're on Twitter and have thousands and thousands of followers, and they're just assholes.
Right.
You know, these are the people who make snide comments under their breath. Well, now they don't have to do it under their breath. They can do it on a platform like Twitter.
Right.
And until somebody really kills themselves or kills someone, they're, you know, they get away with it.
It sucks, though. I mean,
it does suck because, you know, we just need a little kindness. That's it. Just be kind. Be kind, Chris. Be kind. That's
can't
all I'm
we
saying.
All just get along.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, is somebody afraid that, you know, suddenly the character of Rose is going to have this huge fan base, so we have to, like, knock her down?
Well, I think it's more just people. I think you're right. They just want to hurt her.
Yeah, and because, you know, they've probably been hurt. They're all hurt little boys, Chris. and this is how they lash out.
I guess.
By being douche canoes.
It's just a shame because, like, so there was this whole movement after The Last Jedi of, like, oh, we have to boycott Solo so that we can show Lucasfilm that we didn't like their last product. And then everybody, all these people...
Well, then don't go. That's all there is to it.
Which they did.
You don't go. You don't like it. Don't go.
Which they did.
Because you know what? Still make millions of dollars.
And so there was a rumor that came out shortly after Solo came out that Lucasfilm was going to halt the production on a bunch of these announced projects that they were doing. One of them being a Obi-Wan Kenobi movie, which all the fanboys had been like wanting forever. And so they bitched and boycotted, and then they felt Lucasfilm wasn't going to give them what they wanted. So then they were like, "We're sorry, we didn't mean it." And it's like, you can't act like that. You can't fucking say boycott it and then be shocked and surprised when the company says, "Well, we didn't make our money back. Let's not waste our money." Like, you may not like it,
right?
But
right.
Just go and support it, because okay, so then they're not going to make any more Star Wars films, and then you're going to be bitching about that. So what the fuck do you do?
Exactly. But I mean, Star Wars doesn't have the most annoying fan bases.
No, you don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
Who do you think's the most annoying?
I think believers.
I could see that.
Believers, One Directioners, bronies, all those little girls who love Frozen and sing that fucking song every time it comes on?
Let It Go?
Exactly. The cold never bothered me anyway.
I sing that all the
time.
And
what's this stupid thing, Five Nights at Freddy's? What the hell is that crap?
I don't know.
It's like an evil Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah,
I don't get it. My
kid has been like, look, Five Nights at Freddy's. I'm like, one, first of all, how do you know that? Two, have you ever seen it? And she's like, no, but the boys at school all like that. I was like, all right, whatever.
See, I don't know. It's sad. It's very sad.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think Believers might be the worst.
Might be the worst. I would say so. But I think it's because we give them a platform. You know, you get your Instagram account and you take selfies of yourself with your Justin Bieber t-shirt on and, you know, oh, if I get 500 likes, I don't know, whatever. I don't know. It's what it is.
Well, I mean, I just don't think anybody should be put in a situation where they judge whether or not they're going to continue to live based on these fucking idiots.
Some unknown person's anonymous.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's horrible.
Yeah.
It's just horrible.
That's very fucked
up. But that's the world we live in. Where we take children away from their parents and we have a primetime special to make our next Supreme Court justice nomination, because, you know, that's what I want to watch on a Monday night.
Is that happening tonight?
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
Although I'm really looking forward, not that we're going to get all political here, but I believe that it has been approved for display that when the Cheeto goes to London, he will be greeted by a giant inflatable big baby Trump balloon.
I saw that.
I think that's hilarious. That's right up there with the, did you see the parade float?
No.
Of Trump getting fucked by a Russian bear?
Oh, no, really?
Yes.
Let me see if I can find a picture.
Oh, I'm sure it's easy.
Oh, my.
Yes. Yes.
Where was that?
Dusseldorf? It was in, yes.
Holy shit.
Yep. So I'm sure he's going to feel welcome.
Oh, apparently there was a bunch of... there was a German carnival where it was float after float of Trump stuff. There's a picture with on a float of Trump butt fucking Liberty. Like, yep. The Statue of Liberty.
There's one of him yelling at Liberty and she's giving him the five-finger salute.
Yeah, there's one where Statue of Liberty has his head. Wow.
Yeah.
Way to go, Germany.
Yeah.
It just amazes me that this is how we're seen by the rest of the world.
Yep.
This is truly it. This is what people think of us now.
We're a cartoon.
Yep. Oh, man.
Isn't that awesome?
That is amazing. Wow. So it's going to be a primetime special for this?
I believe it's happening at 9 o'clock this evening.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Although I don't see it on any of the TV stations. So maybe it got canceled? I don't know.
Not according to CNN.
I definitely wasn't planning on watching. Oh, is it? Maybe he's going to interrupt something important, like, you know, The Bachelorette. Anywho, yes, the world today, wacky. The only way to sum it up, wacky.
Yeah, that's fucking sad, man.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, this is gonna really fuck up all kinds of shit for the next couple of decades.
Yeah, it already has.
Trump's former personal driver sues over exploited wages.
25 years of no overtime.
Really?
That's what he's saying.
Jesus. Not to get political, but I did see that, like, all that shit that's going on with China.
Uh-huh.
The only thing that's not being, what's the word? When they put all the taxes on shit from different countries.
Tariffs.
Tariffs. The only thing that's not being tariffed is fucking Ivanka's clothing line.
Yes.
It's like, why are we letting this happen?
Because you've got a bunch of corrupt assholes like Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell who are in his pocket, and he's probably going to pay off the entire Republican Party to let him do this shit. And it must be so much money that they're willing to just let him shit all over everything else.
Oh my God. It is amazing.
Yes.
I mean, I honestly just don't know what to do anymore. Like, what am I supposed to tell my kid?
Move to Costa Rica. It's apparently very inexpensive.
Really?
That's what I hear.
Just don't move to Thailand, because you'll get stuck in a cave.
Yes.
Although that was, I don't know how close you were paying attention to that.
Uh-huh.
Did you see all the, God, I am brain farting tonight, I apologize. Elon Musk stuff? Over the weekend?
No, what's he done now?
So basically, somebody got on Twitter and said, they tweeted at him and said, "You've got all this stuff. Can't you help these people?"
Yeah.
And he wrote back and he said, "Well, tell me, I know that they're trapped, but tell me about where they're trapped and blah, blah, blah." And they proceed to have a back and forth about water levels and degrees of incline and all this other shit. So at the end of the thing, he was like, "All right, I'm on the phone with my engineers. We'll create something. I'll get back to you." And everybody was just like, "Okay, they'll get them out of there before this ever gets anywhere close." Yesterday, he was like, "The mini sub's on its way. We just finished it." And he released video of like people testing this thing in a pool and flying right. It over to Thailand, and like he's just gonna fucking save these people just like that, like, and it's like, holy shit. Like, for as wacky as he gets, he is there for the fucking people of the world.
Yeah,
he was the guy that was like "Here, I'll go get all the power set up for all the hospitals on Puerto Rico when they lost all the power." And he was way willing to go in there and set up a power grid, and the government told him no. And he was like, "All right, whatever." And, you know, some of them still don't have power.
So somebody is supposed to get inside this thing?
I guess the boys are small enough to fit in there.
They're 12, well, after being in a cave for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't understand exactly how these kids and their soccer coach got into this cave and got trapped.
It wasn't flooded.
Oh, so it flooded
afterwards.
And then they
had torrential rains. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Which is why they're afraid that if there's even more rain, that they won't be able to get them out.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's nice of Elon.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, I mean, if his autonomous cars would stop blowing up on the road, that'd be nice too, but, you know, whatever.
I still take that chance to own a Tesla.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I think that's very cool. Way to go.
Yeah.
You know, much better than thoughts and prayers.
Exactly.
Although I do hear it's full of handguns.
Here, this is from America. The president just wants you to kill yourselves.
Yes.
Oh, man. Did you hear about Johnny Depp?
Is he dead?
No.
How?
He's being sued.
By who? The real Sweeney Todd?
No. He is being sued for punching the location manager of his film that's coming out called City of Lies.
Oh.
So they're in downtown LA. And they're shooting outside of a hotel. And they're permitted to shoot until 7 p.m. And
okay.
They're running behind because of Johnny Depp. He's wanting to work on lines. He's wanting to do stuff. So the location manager then goes and gets the permit extended to 11. But they tell him by 11, you guys got to be clearing out. We're not going to extend the permit anymore or whatever. So,
okay.
So the location manager goes to tell the director and Johnny Depp what's going on. And Johnny Depp apparently turns around and yells, "Who the fuck are you? You have no right to tell me what to do." And then they tried to explain what was going on, that the production had to be in compliance with the city or else they were going to shut them down altogether. And Depp allegedly said, "I don't give a fuck who you are, and you can't tell me what to do." So then Depp allegedly punches him twice in the ribcage.
Okay.
And then proceeds to yell at the guy, "I will give you $100,000 to punch me in the face right now." At which point Depp's bodyguards had to intercede to keep him away from the location manager.
Wow. Okay.
What a bunch of fucking weirdos.
Yes.
He's being charged with assault and battery, intentional infliction of emotional distress, negligence, negligent hiring and retention of unit employee, whatever, or unfit employee, hostile work environment, wrongful termination and violation of public policy, retaliation, and negligent infliction of emotional distress.
Aww. Did he get his feelings hurt?
I guess.
Aww. Sad.
This was the plaintiff is Greg Rocky Brooks.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Johnny's in a bit of a pickle here.
Yeah.
I would have just punched him in the face for the 100 grand, personally. I've been like, "All right, show me the money. Here."
Right, there you go.
Disney is selling its Manhattan campus.
Wow, who knew there was one?
And they're moving New York operations downtown.
Downtown?
That's what it says.
Okay.
The Disney streaming services will also relocate to the new headquarters from its current location in Chelsea Market. Disney said Good Morning America will continue to broadcast from its Times Square studio location.
Oh.
It's a full city block, what they're building.
Hmm.
Disney said it struck an agreement to sell its Upper West Side campus in Manhattan. The transaction does not include the historic Armory building, which stands across the street from the main property and currently houses ESPN. So there you go.
Okay.
I just thought it was an interesting headline. Carry on. So there you go. All right. Well, you got anything else for this week?
No.
No? All right.
Nope.
Well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
Hey, Chris, do you know what a new Tesla smells like?
What?
Elon's Musk.